This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. An Ethiopian Airlines flight from Addis Ababa crashed shortly after takeoff Sunday morning, killing all 157 people on board, including 8 Americans. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the latest.
A spokesman for Ethiopian Airlines says among the dead are 32 Kenyans and 17 Ethiopians, while 31 other nationalities were also among those on board. It's not immediately clear what caused the crash of the Boeing 737-8 MAX plane, which was new and had been delivered to the airline in November. The state-owned Ethiopian Airlines calls itself Africa's largest carrier and has ambitions of becoming the gateway to the continent. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Armed assailants attacked an Ebola treatment center in Congo Saturday, less than a week after it reopened following a previous attack. The attack in Butembo left one police officer dead and several workers injured. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus visited the center several hours later.
And on security, of course, securitization is not good and it cannot happen. We should rely on community ownership and mobilization. But at the same time, we have to keep our responders, you and all partners, safe from attacks by some armed groups.
Congo's health ministry has warned the attacks in Butembo and on another treatment center in Katwa last month can lead to an significant upsurge in new Ebola cases. Passengers and crew members on board a Turkish Airlines flight bound for New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport experienced extreme turbulence over the Atlantic Ocean Saturday. 30 people suffered bumps, bruises, cuts, and a broken leg before the flight landed safely. This is VOA News. Anti-government protesters clashed with security forces Saturday at a designated rally site in the Venezuelan capital of Caracas. Demonstrators venting frustration over a nationwide power outage and the effects of years of economic and political instability. As supporters of opposition leader Juan Guaido gathered on Avenida Victoria, chanting USA, USA. They also yelled murderers at the riot police. Protester Carlos Fontal saying, "We are tired of not having electricity. We are tired of not having food. We are tired of repression. We are tired of the lack of transportation. All calamities gathered together." Police later withdrew from the area. Disputed President Nicolas Maduro's Socialist Party called for a rival demonstration to protest what it maintains as the United States' imperialistic approach toward the oil-rich country. The U.S. has placed crippling oil sanctions against the government in efforts to cut off its sources of funding. An airplane crash in Colombia has killed all 12 people aboard the aircraft. The Laser Aero flight made a distress call before the crash Saturday morning, according to officials. The flight originated in San Jose del Guaviare and was headed for Villa Vicencio. Searchers have spotted the bodies of two climbers from Britain and Italy in Pakistan days after the pair disappeared while trying to scale one of the world's highest peaks. Tom Ballard and Danielle Nardi were caught in bad weather about 2 weeks ago while attempting to climb Nanga Parbat, nicknamed Killer Mountain, using a route that has never been successfully completed. Karar Hydri is the Alpine Club of Pakistan's secretary.
Due to current the condition of that mountain, it is not possible to bring down the dead bodies of Mr. Tom and Daniel Nardi.
Ballard is the son of British climber Alison Hargreaves, the first woman to scale Mount Everest alone. Officials in Myanmar say an attack by militants in strife-torn Rakhine State has killed 9 police. The Saturday night attack took place in a village about 50 kilometers north of Rakhine State capital Sitwa. Police official told the French news agency AFP that in addition to the 9 slain police, one other person was injured and one was missing. More than 700,000 Rohingyas, who are largely Muslim, have fled from northern Rakhine State into neighboring Bangladesh to avoid a scorched earth campaign launched by the military. More on VOAnews.com.